Okay, yeah, I looked at radar earlier in the day and there was nothing there, but I, again, didn't look out my window at work to see that this was coming. Yeah, it looks pretty dark. Lots of rain out there. They were showing, got a bridge washed out up in Traverse City. Petoskey had flooded out in areas in the city. Traverse City, the river that runs through downtown or area, that had overflowed. So yeah, there's lots of trouble out there water-wise.
Yep, that is for sure. And there's more rain coming across Lake Michigan, so it's probably going to hit us a little later tonight. Don't know how much, but yeah, we're gonna get some more. That's for sure. And hopefully it's not too bad the rest of the week. So I did, like I said, I did text Tiffany a link for a video up there at Lake Van Etten and Oscoda, the boat launch where they launched the boats there for Old Orchard and all that stuff up that way. So there's some video on that. It's kind of fascinating. It's flooded up there too.
Yeah, yeah, quite a bit. I read today that we had our 6th, 7th, and 8th tornadoes of the season, and they those were down in Allegan. I think it was Allegan County, over in Grand Rapids jurisdiction. So there were 3 more tornadoes last night in that area, and they still had crews up in Saginaw and other areas. I've seen there was fairly substantial damage in the Ann Arbor area. And I read a couple of weeks ago a statement that Ann Arbor was going to discontinue their sirens, that they were kind of outdated and, you know, there's other means of getting information. But after last night's storm, city council or whoever was in charge of that decided they're going to keep the sirens and upgrade or do the necessary maintenance on them. So as another form of warning.